He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
How you doing, Lovey?
Doing great. How about y'all?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
We just talked to Forte, and the guy's not a lot. Does not a man of many words, is he? Is he a coach's dream?
Well, yes, I guess you could say that. You don't want guys that do too much talking. You want the guys that put up on the football field, and he does a lot of talking out there for sure.
Is he surprised your expectations and how good he's been?
Well, we thought he would. We liked him a lot, as much as we like any of the running backs coming out. I'll start with that, but you never predict a rookie, you know, having the type of season Matt has had. We knew he could carry the ball. You know, he had rushed over 2,000 yards at Tulane. Everyone you talked to down there really liked him. But we didn't know how good a receiver he was and how good a blocker he could be. He's been just a complete running back for us, and seemed like each week he does something else that we shake our head on.
Aren't running backs supposed to be cocky and dance around and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I guess some of them are, but you know, most of them, I still say most of them aren't. But, you know, Chicago Bears, I mean, it's about the tailback here. It always has been. Of course, we have a long history. Gale Sayers is still in town. So it's a big shoes. Matt, you know, is trying to fill, just not just on the football field, but off of it too. And he's gotten a great start at it.
Lovey, what do you think about Steve Slayton?
I'm going to say some of the same things. Liked him coming out of college. Knew he was a good player, and it had a lot of success in college. But, you know, again, you don't predict the type of season, you know, that Steve is playing. He is having, you know, impressive, you know, just like, you know, Matt has been. If you look around the league, there's been a lot of first-year running backs that's made an impact. And not even the top ones that, you know, were drafted in the draft.
Well, you're playing a team that's out of the playoff picture. Do you like that scenario? Would you rather be playing someone who's also fighting, or is it more dangerous for a team like this that's got nothing to lose?
I just assume, you know, every NFL team will play the best, their best period. We were out of the playoffs last year. We ended up beating two teams, one that ended up going to the championship game and one that was fighting for a playoff spot then. So I think, you know, it's about character, and guys want to play football, period. It doesn't matter whether you get paid to do it, you got to playoffs. When you have a chance to compete, you're going to get the best, and that's what we're expecting. The Texans are a good football team. You just look at the teams they've beaten this year, you know, winning four of the last five games. Man, you know, just across the board, a lot of all-star type players.
Since you've been the head coach, you guys have forced more turnovers than any team in the league. Your players come and go, a lot of them, but what is the key to you always being able to get the ball out?
Well, I think you have to put an emphasis on it, and you're constantly talking about it. You have to have an identity, and guys, I think after a while, buy into that. This is what we're supposed to do. Like, we get off of the bus. We say we get off the bus running the football. I mean, that's what we are. We have to play great defense, but the takeaway part of it is something we talk about. We practice every day, over and over. We're constantly talking about, you know, stripping the football out.
This is sort of a short week with Christmas in there. You played Monday night. You're traveling this weekend. Can you get everything accomplished you need to in practice?
Yes, we can. Of course, we've done a lot of work before this week on the Texans. But this is what it is. You know the schedule in advance, so you make preparations for that then. And this late in the football season, I mean, these are gut checks is what they are. I mean, it's about character. You're not going to do a whole lot of hitting this time of the year. Guys, you know what's at stake, and in this case, you know, it could be the last game of the season for both of us, and I assume both teams will play that way, no matter how long you practice.
You take a lot of pride in being from Texas. There's not a lot of head coaches from Texas, even though there are a lot of players and assistant coaches. You and Kubiak are natives. What does it mean about the state that you get two guys on opposite sidelines Sunday?
Well, I don't think that's surprising to, first off, I do. I take a lot of pride of being from Texas. I have a lot of pride being a product of Texas football that I played myself. I'm sure Gary would say the same thing. But We're biased as far as the type of football that is played in the state. And to have a chance to come back, you know, bring in a professional team there, of course, is special for me. And I know Gary feels that way. Every day he gets a chance to lead the Texans.
When you were drafted by the Bears and you went to training camp, did you have any idea that you would be able to make the contribution that you have as a rookie?
Not to this extent. I mean, I had, you know, confidence in myself that I could contribute to the team in a good way, you know, on offense. But, you know, I never imagined, you know, this much.
And what has been the key? Has it been a smooth transition for you? You're just right for the NFL?
It's been smooth. You know, people say I make it look easy, but I mean, it's not easy. You know, you got to work hard at it. So, you know, I definitely have been working hard, you know, my whole time since I came into rookie camp.
Yeah, you and Steve Slayton probably should get raises, shouldn't you? Considering where y'all were drafted?
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched Slayton at all?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about him?
Well, he's doing good. I mean, I knew he was an explosive runner. You know, I see him in college, so I knew he's going to do good in the league.
How much do you weigh?
Excuse me?
How much do you weigh?
Oh, 220.
Do you, you're more of a power back, but you're good out of the backfield. Were you good at both at Tulane?
Yes, because, you know, first 3 years we ran our spread type offense, so I was used to coming out of the backfield running routes.
What's been the toughest thing for you as a rookie?
Probably pass protection, you know, learning how to pick up blocks.
Do you have a sense of history about the Bears, Peyton, Sayers, before you got there?
Yeah.
You see your name listed above them as a rookie. How does it make you feel?
You know, I feel good. You know, I just hope to continue my career like you know, those guys and, you know, make it to the Hall of Fame.
Have you met Gale Sayers?
Yes.
Did he give you any advice or say anything to you?
No, not really. I just talked to him. We didn't really talk much about football.
Was that before the season or during the season?
That was before the season.
What do you think he may say to you now after he's seen you play?
Congratulations and good job.
Did you get used to playing in the cold weather?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't bother me too much.
What was the winning that game the other night? It's such an emotional high. What was that like for you?
Well, it was great, you know, to see our team come back and actually win that game from being down. So it felt good to do that.
You'll get strong consideration for the Rookie of the Year. Everybody thinks Matt Ryan's going to win it. But what does that mean to you to hear your name mentioned with the leaders?
It means a lot, especially for this class of rookies. We got a lot of talented players, and just to be the, you know, voted Rookie of the Year out of all those guys is a great accomplishment.
What is the mindset for you and the Bears coming down here, knowing you still have a chance to win the division and an outside chance at a wild card?
It's just like a playoff game. I mean, we got to win or go home, so it's a must-win game.
Matt, there's been so many good rookie running backs this year. Do you compare yourself to others? Do you look to see what the other guys do every week?
I don't compare myself to the other ones. You know, I know a lot of them, so I always talk to them or either send them a text message and congratulate them on what they do.
What do you guys talk about when you talk to the other rookie running backs around the league?
Just, you know, what they do every day and, you know, where they stay and, you know, what they do when they're not playing football and stuff like that.
Do you find yourself going through the same stuff they are, or is it different every case?
Somewhat different, but, you know, a lot of guys do the same things, like play video games and stuff.
You're off to a better start than any back in Bears history. What do you see the ceiling for you, Matt, when you think about guys like Peyton and Sayers and the other great backs there? Can you be up in that echelon?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, if I continue to play well and get better each year and each game, you know, I think that there's no limit.
Matt, your last couple of years at Tulane, you guys didn't have great seasons team-wise. What does it mean to you that every game's so important now? Is that a lot of fun for you or a different feeling?
Yeah, it's a different feeling because, actually playing, you know, for something. And, you know, we didn't go to a bowl game or anything in college, but, you know, we're trying to get to the playoffs, so it feels good to play for that.
You got any friends coming over from New Orleans?
And my mom and dad are up here.
Are they coming down here to the game?
Yeah.
Okay, well, travel safe and have a Merry Christmas.
Man, thanks much for your time.
Thank you.
All you Texans.